So we're coming to you from the MSP Geek Con, and I am here with Jackie and Danielle from CyberFox, and we're talking all about, frankly, the event and what they think about it from a vendor perspective. We've talked to a lot of MSPs, we've talked to a lot of the target audience, for lack of a better term, and the response has been amazing. Everybody loves this event. We're considering this kind of a almost open source or crowdsourced event that's not so vendor driven, yet there are vendors here, and the right vendors. So Jackie, Danielle, yes. Tell us about what you think of the show so far.
I think it's been great. It's a lot of mature MSPs. It looks like they got a lot of information out of the event and actually learned something new from their peers.
That's the one thing I'm actually hearing. It's structured to a kind of a timeline of what's there, but it's peers talking to peers.
Yes.
And there's a lot of cross collaboration. What, from a vendor perspective, what were you actually trying to do? Because I'm not seeing a lot of selling here. Mm-hmm. I'm actually seeing more of like a relationship. What are your thoughts on what you heard?
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Definitely the relationship side. So honestly, like, just telling people, hey, like, would love to speak with you, just love to, like, meet up while we're here. Just, like, kind of touching base with each other and just connecting. And I feel like even, like, the MSPs do that with each other, too. So, yeah, definitely just a lot of relationship building.
Okay. And
definitely.
Three questions about the existing partners that you've had before.
Yep.
The existing partners that you've had, we have a lot of background noise. You're shaking the camera.
Oh, sorry about that.
From the existing partners that you've had, mm-hmm. you have a lot of existing business here, right?
Yes.
We do.
Are you able to touch base with them and evolve that relationship?
For sure, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
What about net new? Are you making any net new people you've never met before?
Yes.
You're talking to them for the first time?
Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. Yeah, many.
And here's an interesting question. From the concept of not a customer, are you able to meet with other vendors that you haven't talked to before? Maybe a partnership that could help for, ironically, the betterment of the community. Are you meeting those as well?
Definitely.
Yes.
So CyberFox, like, we were so excited to be a part of MSPCon because we actually didn't even end up getting a full-on booth because they were sold out. Because, like,
I noticed that. You had a charging station.
Right?
And everybody's there.
Good, honestly.
So we ended up having a charge station and ended up working out, like, perfect because...
Wait, Matt, come here.
You got to get over here.
Now we're talking about you anyway. So speaking of amazing vendors, Matt Lee from PAX 8 is here, a critical component. He's literally not having a booth, but involved in everything, which is the atmosphere that we've seen here.
Relationships again, though.
Definitely.
Now you're just being rational again.
I apologize. Robot. I apologize. It's on me.
So,
oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm going to get to you in a moment, and I'm sorry, I'm talking to
you. No, it works. Yeah, we're in.
Well, good, because I'm going to need y'all to vouch for me at the front desk, because I'm going to go say my name is Matt Lee and ask him to give me my key while wearing two badges.
Perfect.
Let's see what happens.
I'm not vouching for him at all. Okay, so you're meeting other vendors and as CyberFox, what is the one thing that you found that's not customer focused that you're benefiting from this?
Not customer focused. I mean, honestly, it's... In the end, it's like I said, the relationship. So I feel like, honestly, the community part. So we're super excited. Like last night, we had the welcome reception, just getting to talk with each other and stuff like that. Especially with the other vendors. Like we have a lot of like relationships within the community beyond just MSPs, also the vendors themselves. So getting to meet up with them. And I feel like even tonight and today, it's been great.
Yeah.
So yeah. What would you say?
I would say the same thing. Like we work closely with like Ninja One, Rue. Mm-hmm. So like getting to know everyone, like from different, I guess, like vendors in the channel. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been really helpful.
You know, one thing I really like is that you guys are customer focused.
Yes. Okay?
You're actually here on the front lines with the very people that you service,
mm-hmm.
not just sell. Let me actually, what's that called? You're actually nurturing
a relationship.
I know, that's weird.
Yes.
Like,
well, but CyberFox is MSP centric too.
Yes.
So like David Blaine, our CEO, like he owns an MSP. So like he understands like the things
day-to-day.
The day to day, exactly. So like that's a big part of like why we are the way we are. I feel like with that in mind too.
Well, that is
I think too, like giving the MSPs credit too, because a lot of these guys like are in the trenches, right? And they're like the superheroes at the end of the day. But it's their customers that are calling them most of the times annoyed, right? Yeah. They're mad. So it's kind of just like,
now you're here being a
right
friend.
I'm kind of like a therapist.
Jackie the therapist, guys, come on.
Like, so good wind up here. CyberFox, one of the amazing vendors here at this incredible event. You've got the mysterious Matt Lee, who's actually behind the camera right now, kind of circling around at
come
this
on
event.
In, Matt.
MSP,
MSP GeekCon 2023. Be here next year.
Yeah, woo, don't miss
see
it.
You there.
See y'all.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.